Government Relations Director Marlene Campbell really wants people to ride the ferry to and from Sitka this summer. I mean, really. She says she and other city officials have spent the past couple of decades pleading with the State Department of Transportation for better ferry service.
And what's happened, actually, over almost that entire time, year after year after year, with ferry service and connectivity to the rest of the system being one of the major concerns of Sitkans and of our assembly and mayor, it just hasn't happened. It's if anything, gotten worse.
Until this summer, that is, Campbell feels the state has finally responded to their pleas. Starting May 11th, Sitkans will be able to travel to the capital city 5 days a week aboard the fast ferry Fairweather. It's not everything the community has been asking for. Ferries still don't run between Sitka and area villages, but it's more than the town has gotten in a long time. Still, the expanded summer service ends in September, and Campbell wants Sitka to make a good impression.
I think there's huge latent demand, and all we've got to do is ride those ferries, and we can make an argument that we really deserve this additional service.
City officials believe so strongly that getting more riders on board the Fairweather this summer will translate into better service in the future that the typically fiscally conservative assembly put up $15,000 for a promotional campaign. They made a pledge to the Alaska Marine Highway. You give us a good summer schedule and we'll promote it. Campbell says the city has hired a consultant to saturate local and regional markets with the summer schedule and to try to re-educate a public that has gotten out of the habit of riding the ferry. She thinks once people realize the Marine Highway is again an option for cheap, efficient travel, they'll use it.
We hope to really get the word out, not only to Sitkans, but to people throughout the region, of the really wonderful events we have going here in the summer that people can economically and in a timely fashion get to and get home from, and also for Sitkans to be able to travel to the rest of the world.
This is the first time the city has made such a concerted effort to promote usage of the state ferry system. Deputy Mayor John Sherrod thinks it's a good investment.
We just think that now we need to capitalize and optimize our opportunity here this summer while we have got this coming our way, and we want to demonstrate good ridership so that will continue.
We're not asking for, you know, the fair weather to leave out of here booked to capacity 5 days a week. But if we can show incremental increases in the percentage of ridership, that's our goal.
That's Danielle Atkins, a marketing specialist with the Alaska Marine Highway. She's in town because the state is spearheading its own campaign to increase Sitka ridership. She's coordinating her efforts with the cities.
Trying to raise awareness that the Alaska Marine Highway is back here in Sitka, a little bit better service for you this summer. And in order to maintain that, we need to have the support of the local community.
Atkins thinks the ferry system will get that support, in part because it's beefing up its marketing department, getting it back on track, she says. She points to 2 years of increased ridership system-wide and says Sitka's numbers jumped 12% last year. For her part, Sitka's Marlene Campbell hopes this joining of forces indicates a turning point in what has been a tense relationship between Sitka and the Alaska Marine Highway.
Hey, let's cooperate and make this work together. It'll benefit everybody. And I just see that as a huge win-win for the community and for the state.
In a small cafe, a group of Sitkans sits around a table. Nobody remembers seeing the Alaska Marine Highway's recent mailer, but they do remember the ads in the local paper. They think the local and state marketing campaigns are a good thing, but they're not confident the enhanced summer schedule will be enough to restore local confidence in the Alaska Marine Highway. We'll start off with Laura Mettinger, who just bought a round-trip ferry ticket to Haines.
I think it helps to make my needs more efficient. I didn't have to wait around to get to where I needed to go, but I don't necessarily know that it'll make people less likely to fly and more likely to use the ferry.
My name's Katie Jacobs, Sitka resident. 5 months isn't really long enough to show us that we should commit to using a system that has a long history of, you know, not worth being committal.
My name is Eric Mathis. I'm a Sitka resident. I don't know the schedule, but I think I would use it if it starts to show itself to be consistent and we can get to Juneau in a weekend and back.
To Juneau in a weekend and back in the winter, not just the summer. The fair weather will run between Sitka and Juneau this summer on Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. The service will begin to taper off in September. In addition to the summer fair weather sailings, Sitka will continue to see three mainliners a week. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wentzel.